أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. After permission of the ulama, as they like to speak, they are up to them. If Imam Sanad likes to speak, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نويت الأربعين، نويت الاعتكاف، نويت الخلوة، نويت العزمة، نويت الرياضة، نويت السلوك. In every meeting had its taste. Like every dress has its taste. And every perfume has its taste. And that's why you see thousands of perfumes, and everyone smells different, and everyone likes a certain kind of perfumes. You cannot oblige anyone to wear a perfume that he doesn't like or she doesn't like. And also the same with the dresses. Everyone like a certain dress. You cannot oblige people to dress the way you like. There are different kinds of dresses. People, they try their way, the way they like. But there are some perfumes that they have stronger smell, which is nicer. There are perfumes which are less nicer, but still they are perfumes. Similarly, there are dresses that are nice, but there are dresses more nicer.
Whatever you like to choose, it's up to you. And in every century, in every time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent a messenger and or a prophet in order to show people a certain kind of message that people can take it and find their ways and their lives and their way to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And every prophet has a different taste. Until the best taste came, Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdalu salatu wa salam, the highest of perfection that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has dressed him with, the highest way of dresses, that there is no higher than that. And he gave him a rope, asking those who likes that smell, means like that message, which is the highest level of heavenly messages. He came as the seals of messengers. He gave him Hablullah al-Mateen, the strongest rope for paradise, for your dunya and for your akhirah. When your dunya balance itself with your amal of akhirah, also balance itself to take you to paradise, then your dunya is paradise, your akhirah is a paradise. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought that rope with him, Hablullahi al-Mateen, Hablullahi al-Mamdood, wa'tasimu bihablillahi jami'an wa la tafarraku. Allah gave Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdal salatu wa salam a rope that no one comes with holding that rope will be defeated. إن الله يدافع عن الذين آمنوا. Allah defend those who believed. You don't need someone to defend you. Allah defends you. If you are doing something for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will defend you. If you are doing something for yourself, for a chair, for fame, for position, for money, for fame, shaitan is going to defend you. Hizbu shaitan, hum al-khasirun. Those who are the party of shaitan, they are falling down, they are failing. And those who are with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hum al-muflihun. They are the ones that they are succeeding, and they are winning, and they are defended and protected. You don't need to defend yourself. Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah defended him. Allah supported him. Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, 950 years Allah gave him of age. The only prophet that Allah gave him long age, calling his people to Allah's way. He was being abused and tortured 950 years. What happened at the end? Ya Rabbi, those people are not going to believe in me. Never mind, ya Nuh. It's okay, you called them for 950 years, I'm happy with you. This is your duty. You call them, they like, they don't like, they go. No problem. Build the boat? The ship. The ark. Build the ark. Hey, where am I going? What's that ark? Ya Nuh, build that ark! And that ark was on a mountain. To build that ark on a mountain. They come to him, they see him building the ark. They are laughing at him. They said, for many hundreds of years you were calling us, saying there is Rabb, there is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are calling us for him, and we thought you are a wise person. What is this, you are building your ark in a jungle on a mountain? Where is the water here? He said, the one I worship told me to build it there. I'm obeying. In the army, they ask you, obey first. If you want to object, object later. Don't object at the beginning. Is not? You object one? After you obey the order, Allah, is this democracy then? Democracy tells you object. Army tells you don't object. Obey. Here we are, there is something wrong in the understanding of democracy. When the army tells you obey, you have to obey. You cannot object. But why they are telling you object when everything criticize? They are shifting you from the normal way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, obey, obey. We are Muslims. We are obeying. We cannot disobey. Sayyidina Nuh obeyed and obeyed and obeyed and obeyed, and never he said why. One time he said why, Allah scolded him. When the flood came and he saw his son, because his son didn't believe in him, running away. قال يا بني اركب معنا, come on the ship with us. قال سآوي إلى جبل يعصمني من الماء. I'm going to find a place, a mountain that will protect me from water, from the flood. قال لا عاصم اليوم من أمر الله إلا من رحم. No one today is going to be protected except those whom Allah is going to mercy them. Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdalu salatu wa salam, Allah gave him a risala, the message. After all prophets came and messengers, Sayyidina Muhammad came with the best dress, and he gave him وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا, hold tight to the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In some tafaseer, they say that rope, حبلullah المتين, the rope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is a strand, a rope like a strand, from, as it is written and is explained in tafsir, it is said that strand, that rope, min azal al-zat ila abad al-sifat wal-asma, from the pre-eternal of the essence of the Creator to the post-eternal of His attributes and names. I'm throwing that only here, only to show how much ulama of today needs to learn and study that spiritual dimension of Islam, which in every level it is a smell, a different smell. When Allah, when it is said that Hablullah al-Mateen, that rope that is extended, means it is extended from pre-eternal to post-eternal, means it is extended from the beginning when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created creation until when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stopped creating creation, and that will never happen because Allah is the creator. In every moment there is a creation. Means that rope is extended from beginning, which there was no time for that beginning, to end, which there is no time for end. من أزل الذات إلى أبد الصفات والأسماء. And أبد الصفات والأسماء, in one word, in two, in three, four words, he wants to say that no one can describe the essence except through the attributes and the names. Beautiful attributes and names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can express and explain about the essence. Means there are infinite numbers of names and attributes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create in every moment to describe His essence, His greatness. And that's why Allahu Akbar, doesn't mean that when many people now, lecturers speak something, they say, Al Takbir, Allahu Akbar, people say. Allahu Akbar on what? Takbir on what? On your pride? You are proud of yourself that you gave a good lecture? People are say takbir. That is also haram. They are giving, encouraging lecturers, encouraging scholars to have arrogance and pride in their hearts when they say takbir to them. When you recite Quran, no one say Allah. No one say takbir to Allah's words. They say takbirs to human being words. When you recite Quran, you see people like dead. You ask them what you are doing. Oh, we are listening. What you are listening? How many shaitan came inspiring in your ear whispering? When someone speaks something, lecturer, what they say? Takbir. Allahu Akbar. Takbir for what? Allahu Akbar for what? No one can describe the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, when you say Allahu Akbar, when Allah became the Azan, for caller of Azan they begin with what? Allahu Akbar. Means no one can describe His greatness except His attributes and names. You know, beautiful names and attributes of Allah, only those can describe, and those are not limited to 99. Anyone say they are limited to 99, they are bringing down the greatness of Allah. Allah is Al-Khallaq. In every moment, He is creating names and attributes to describe His essence. For that reason, إن الله يدافع عن الذين آمنوا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala defend those who believe. They don't need anyone to defend them. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, no one prophet was being tortured like I was tortured. So what you are expecting of normal people? They are not going to be tortured between their communities? They are not going to be criticized between their communities? They are not going to be spoken about and being backbited. People backbite them. Of course, it's normal. But Allah will defend them. If Allah defend those people, that is big revenge will come. That. When you don't speak about someone, you keep low profile and you swallow what you are hearing, it's okay because you will not be punished. But if you speak and accept what these people are saying, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will defend His believers, then punishment will come on you. That's the danger. Fahim? Look, Sayyidina Nuh, when he was saying, "Ya Rabbi, oh Rabbi, this is my son, please let him come on the ship." He said, "No, he's not for your son. He's not. إِنَّهُ عَمَلٌ غَيْرُ صَالِحٍ. This is not a good amal. إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ مِنْ أَهْلِكَ. He's not from your family. Your family is those who are around you. Those who loves you. Those who accept you, whatever circumstances happen, whatever anything happen, even the whole world come against you, they are still loves you. They don't change. These are your family. Not your family, as soon as you don't like something, you run away. This is the business. And spirituality is not a business. Sayyidina Musa, one time, a believer who believed in him came to him and said, "Ya Musa, when you go to Tur Sina, you can come forward. Come forward. When you go to Tur Sina, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send me iman. I have no iman in my heart." He said, "Oh, Musa," Sayyidina Musa said, "How you don't have iman and you believe in me?" He said, "I believe in you, but I don't feel I have iman in my heart." That's why Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam divided the religion into three different categories. Five pillars first, then iman, then ihsan. First Islam, iman, ihsan. If you say I'm Muslim doing the five prayers and I am Muslim, no, you are not yet perfected your Islam to become mu'min. La taqulu aslamna bal qulu amanna. La taqulu amanna bal qulu aslamna. Don't say we are believer, but say we are Muslim, because iman didn't enter in your heart yet. He said, "Ya Musa, iman is not entering in my heart. I don't have iman." He said, "No, you believe in me is enough." He said, "No, I want iman, real iman in my heart." So don't forget to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you go for to speak with him. When Sayyidina Musa went, he forgot to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Allah, how much he loves his servant. How much Allah loves us. He said, "Ya Musa, one of my servants asked you something, why you didn't mention it to me?" Say, "Ya Rabbi, I forgot. In your greatness here, I am hearing your voice. I am hearing these words. I forgot." He said, "Ya Musa, tell my servant that I sent to him one part from this whole universe that you are seeing. If you divide it to a smallest part, that part of iman I sent to his heart. This whole universe you are seeing, I own it. I am the creator. If you divide it down to the smallest particle that you can see, I'm sending that iman to his heart. Go tell him." Said, "Ya Rabbi, what is this? You're sending this so small?" He said, "I'm sending that. I cannot send more. I am not sending more." He went. He was not happy to tell his the mu'min who believe in him, Allah's servant, came to his door, entered inside, and that person was sitting and like someone meditating, like that someone in muraqabah. تَفَكُّرُ سَاعَةٍ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ عِبَادَةِ سَبْعِينَ سَنَةٍ. Prophet ﷺ said to think or to meditate for 1 hour is more rewarded, is rewarded like you are worshipping 70 years, how you will be rewarded? 1 hour remembering your Lord and meditating about His love and remembering how much you have done in your life and asking forgiveness, Allah reward you like 70 years of worshipness. He came and he said, called him by his name. That servant didn't answer. Sayyidina Musa is calling him and he is not answering. Then he came to him, he pushing his shoulder, and that man is not answering, but like that, opening his eyes, his mouth, and dropping his hand, looking at skies, at heavens, up, and not moving. He moved him, he shaped him, he's not there, completely gone. And then Sayyidina Musa said, Ya Rabbi, what you have sent to him? He said, Ya Musa, that servant was already in love with me. Wherever he turns his face, he sees my signs. Wherever he directs himself, he sees my signs and my love. He never backbite anyone. He never criticized anyone. He never spoke about anyone. He loves everyone. He forgives everyone. He is an ideal servant of mine. And still with that, he is asking for iman. He is feeling himself the lowest. And he is asking you to ask me for iman. Although he was the best ideal person in Sayyidina Musa's time, but he sees himself the lowest possible way that can be. And he asking for more. I gave him that small particle of iman from this big universe. One particle. Ya Musa, if you take him and grind him with a grinder, at that time big stones they grind. If you grind him with stones, every cell of his body, means every blood of his body, say Allah. He will never feel the pain from his love to me. That's my servant. One servant. Where is that love today? There is no love today anymore. If you love someone, whatever happened and come from that one person, you excuse him and you forgive him. Where are those who are forgiving people? Where is that mercy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to the mu'min, to the Muslims? Finish. People are at their ends now. Where is the family of Prophet now? قل لا أسألكم عليه أجرا إلا المودة بالقربى. قل لا أسألكم عليه أجرا. I am not asking anything from you, O human being. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, Allah saying in Holy Quran to him, say يا محمد إلا المودة في القربى, except to take care of my family. Ahlul Bayt today, the family of Prophet ﷺ, they are dragged. They no respect, no importance, nothing to them. There is no one respecting them. Allah ordering us to respect them. There is no respect anymore. And even themselves, they are not respecting their blood to Prophet ﷺ by being honest, by being honest with themselves, not running after here and there. All this tradition we have lost. We will continue after Maghrib. But why we lost this spiritual traditions? Because at the beginning of this century, not 21st century, but the 20th century, and before the 20th century, was the colonization of India and Pakistan and many of the Arab worlds by Europeans. So at that time an uprising came, beginning with, at that time, with Abdul Qadir al-Afghani, and then in the middle of the 19th century, 20th century, with Sayyid Qutb and Maududi, and with Rashid Rida and Muhammad Abdu. They look, they want to fight. They want to stand up against this uprising. So now, how to stand up? Because before that, you never see in the Islamic tradition or history any neglect of spirituality. Neglecting of spirituality or the traditional books that we have inherited from big scholars of Islam from the beginning of the time, from four imams up to the 7th century and 8th century, passing by all these scholars of the 4th century, 6th century, 7th century, 8th century, up to the 18th century, 19th century. There was no neglecting of spirituality and classical and traditional Islam. And it was everywhere known that this is what people must learn. That these books are only on shelves today in homes. It's not selling in bookstores. You cannot find them in bookstores. These books are completely, what you say when something disappear? Yankarid. Extinct, vanish. When you say animal, extinct, like dinosaurs. They were the dinosaurs of books. They were the dinosaurs of scholars. Their ilm is being extinct. No one is looking at it. Abandoned, no more. What they look how they are going to turn Islam, is not twisting, is using Islam to explain how to uprise against colonization. They produce communism in Islam, they produce socialism in Islam, they produce culturalism in Islam, they produce different kind of ideology that suits their uprises. And that's why if you go and take Tafsir al-Quran of these scholars like Maududi and Sayyid Qutb, and the books of Muhammad Abdu and Rashid Rida and Abd Qadir Afghani, who are the most big scholars of this 20th century, and their books are everywhere, you will find that nothing in Tafsir al-Quran except how to deal. They took another angle of explaining different ideas that suit this century. That is okay, we are not coming against it, we don't say anything, but what they happened is they neglected and abandoned everything others, and they focused on these issues today, social issues, banking, politics, running after to be a parliament, member of parliaments, opening different ideas in Islam, suiting their ideas with Islamic explanations. So they moved all the focus of the Muslim into one aspect, and they left the two other aspects of Islam which Prophet ﷺ described them, Maqamul Iman and Maqamul Ihsan. And they took the first side only. You know how to pray 5 prayers, that's enough for you, go and shop as much as you like in shopping mall, no problem. Waste your time on video and TVs and whatever movie you like, it's no problem as long as you are making your 5 prayers. This is what happened, that all this traditional knowledge of Islam from the beginning of the 20th century been left behind, and no one focused on it, and only what they were focusing only on the things that they brought this ulama, and everyone began so concerned about their ilm and fascinated with their beliefs and their language, and it becoming the, if your Islam is not that Islam, then they come to say to you are not a Muslim. After 9/11, they begin to change. They realized that is that cannot work. And now they are bringing tasawwuf back in their conferences and their meetings. I was being told only 5 days or 1 week ago by one very important person who between the Muslim community, who was one of the big people that established ISNA from the beginning, before 40 years, 38 years or 39 years, is telling me that now ISNA is bringing tasawwuf, spirituality in their speeches. Why then we were boycotted? Why we have been criticized? That's why I'm saying, "Inna Allah yudafi'u 'anil ladhina amanu." We will continue after Maghrib. I'm saying, "Inna Allah yudafi'u 'anil ladhina amanu." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will defend believers, and we were never after fame or positions. As we came to this dunya with no clothes, we are leaving this dunya with no clothes. When we came to dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't leave us hungry. He gave us food from day one. And we are leaving this dunya not hungry, all of us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whom He likes, He brings up, whom He likes, He brings down. It is not up to our choice to want to be up We are under orders. I'm happy to say that I'm under orders of my Sheikh. And I am not a person that changed his, what you say, directions every moment. Like someone who is a very well-known lecturer here in America, but he is losing now also popularity. I told him when I was in California, 1992, I said to him, you are seeing all this garbage that they are teaching in masajid. Why you don't stand up with me? You know I'm fighting them and I am debating them on spirituality and tasawwuf in Islam, and I know you have a Sufi background. Why you don't stand up with me? His answer was very clear. If I stand up with you, I lose my podium in Santa Clara Mosque. Santa Clara Mosque is the west wing, big mosque for ISNA in the west coast. He said, I will lose my podium. Means I cannot anymore stand and speak and get my salary. So, as I begin in the beginning of the lecture, is that there are different smells, perfumes, thousands of perfumes in the market, and all of them, alhamdulillah, from Islam. You want Wahhabism? Alhamdulillah, take Wahhabism. Congratulations. You want Salafism? Take Salafism. Congratulations. It has a smell, it's no problem. But if it is not, but it is, might be sulfur smell. It's up to you. You want musk, you want amber, you want oud, you want wort, you want the best of the smells, then it depends on whom you are connected with. Don't tell me I'm connected directly to Allah, you are a liar. وَأَتُوا الْبُيُوتَ مِنْ أَبْوَابِهَا Allah said. Come to the homes, from their doors. And our door is Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And his awliyas. أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ Don't come and in front of me or behind me say we want to go directly to Allah. How you go directly to Allah? You don't know how to go directly to bathroom yet. To make ablution. You want to go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَابْتَغُوا إِلَيْهِ الْوَسِيلَةِ Allah said in Holy Quran, seek for him the means. And our means is the best smell, the perfect smell, not the sulfur smell of shaitan. You can be with shaitan, no problem. You can be with Iblis, no problem. But then you will be with him. You want to be with Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مع الذين أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا. You want to be with the, what Allah has favored them, the prophets, Siddiqeen, the most trustworthy people, martyrs people, pious people, and the best of mu'mins. You want to be with them? Okay, it's up to you. It's open. Awliyaullah, don't look for quantity. They look for quality. They don't look for masses. Look, the Pope, he goes and speaks to 200,000, 300,000, 1 million people. You want to be like that? There is way, no problem. go with the Pope. It's okay. Muslims today are being, they are under fire of Shaitan. And after Maghrib we will explain how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inna Allah yudafi'u an alladhina amanu, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect and defend those believers. وَمِنَ اللَّهِ التَّوْفِيقُ بِحُرْمَةِ الْفَاتِحَةِ